Elsewhere. Colour photographs fill book pages. They navigate around us without moving. They are somewhere in this text. Photographs find sculptures before they are removed from public view. Photographs point north and south, east and west. They hear Audrey say, "Let's go to the sand and see what everyone's doing." They watch Ben unroll a large used mat while David sifts through plywood scraps, explaining how putting the board's ends together keeps an even surface. "Like this?" photographs ask. "Is this how to get a wheelchair over sand?" Photographs flip book pages, jumping backwards and forwards in time. Or how to get anywhere. A portrait of a former nurse's residence is now an elder apartment complex. A banner reads, "Make it here, Long Island City. Make it yours." Asking how to reach a canal out back through a building's front entrance is answered by images of thresholds and doorways. Posting pictures of staff lunches is a reply to inviting artists to use a museum's Instagram account. Black, green, yellow, red. Directional signs navigate around us without moving. They are compasses carved into wooden picnic tables. Orange, brown, white outlined in black, and various shades of blue. Signs lead nowhere. A ride is easy on a steep incline. Past checkpoints and bread lines, hardware stores and ticket counters, signs take us where we've been before, coming all this way on a decline. For what? To try again tomorrow? Home on a bad day. Home on a good one. Signs crowd the outdoors. 160 Main Street. 22 Mill Street. Home, if we make it. Decommissioned and disassembled, signs depart from this text. Temporary and preserved, stolen, covered, and carried away, they are ignored and avoided, cursed, consequential, and inferred. They are anywhere. They are nowhere to be found.